And as you may have heard in the news, a coroner has referred Dreamworld owner Ardent Leisure to the Office of Industrial Relations for possible prosecution after delivering a scathing assessment of the park over the deaths of four people in the 2016 raft accident tragedy. A water pump on the Thunder River Rapids malfunctioned at the theme park, which resulted in the deaths, and the coroner said the ride posed a significant risk to the health and safety of patrons and that hazards would have been easily identifiable to a competent person had one ever been asked to consider the ride. But he said there was no evidence that Dreamworld ever conducted a proper engineering risk assessment on the ride during its 30 years of commission.
It is clear from the expert evidence that at the time of the incident, the design and construction of the TRRR at the conveyor and unload area posed a significant risk to the health and safety of patrons.
That's Coroner James McDougall in Brisbane, and ABC reporter Kate McKenna was in court and she joins me now. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Good. Kate, the coroner found it was only a matter of time before someone at the park was killed.
He did. It was quite a damning assessment, really, that this ride, the Thunder River Rapids ride, had essentially been fatality-free for the past 30 years. Yet, it hadn't undergone the proper engineering assessment. And so he was saying that it was just a matter of time before something had happened, that while on the day of the fatal collision, it was the third time it had malfunctioned. He said it was just fortunate that that no injuries or deaths had happened before.
Was anyone in court for Ardent Leisure?
Yes, their lawyers were, as well as the chief executive. He spoke briefly outside court just moments really after the inquest findings wrapped up today, and he said that they couldn't possibly imagine the loss that the family has felt over the past 3 years, and he said that they would be closely reading the coroner's recommendations. And then they had a later press conference this afternoon, just about 4 o'clock Brisbane time, and they reiterated their commitment to implementing any recommendations. They said they would also be starting a memorial garden of some sort for the victims' families. And they acknowledged that, it had been a terrible loss and suffering for the families, but they were committed to moving forward with a new management team and working on reassuring public confidence.
It's not over for them yet, though, is it? Because they face millions of dollars in fines if they're prosecuted.
That's right. The coroner did, at the end of his findings, he did refer Ardent Leisure, the parent company, to the Office of Industrial Relations. So that case has gone to an independent prosecutor within the unit. And what that person will do is review the findings, look at all the material and determine what, if any, breaches have occurred, and then, how to move forward. Grace, the Industrial Relations Minister here in Queensland, said that the fine, could be as much as $3 million if a prosecution was launched and it was successful.
And is that likely to happen? It seems it is.
Well, we'll just wait and see. The coroner doesn't have the power to actually recommend charges being laid. It's just a referral. But this has obviously been such a huge case. And the Minister, Grace, said that the prosecutor tasked with it was very experienced. So it could be, less than 12 months away when we come back with it, when we hear whether anything will happen.
And, of course, the families were in court today. How did they react to the finding?
Well, they opted not to speak outside court. They gave very emotional victim impact statements just before the coroner began to deliver his findings. So they just opted not to. We did hear from lawyers for a number of first responders and witnesses, and they gave some pretty strong comments as well, and said it really should serve as a wake-up call to the industry and for others. And you have to question how safe some rides would be, and the complacency of Dreamworld was evident today.
Absolutely. It just beggars belief that over 30 years that the engineer hadn't gone through and looked at those problems. Was any of that in the coroner's report?
Well, that was one of the points that the coroner was really trying to drill down to. And he did say that they spoke to, like, colleagues covered the inquest itself. It was held in 2018. It spanned a number of weeks, and we've been waiting now for these findings for a number of months. And as part of those findings, he did really reiterate how they had tried to determine whether any risk assessments had been done on this particular ride, and that it appeared from the evidence that none had been done, despite it being operating for 30 years. You know, they described it as the most popular ride at Dreamworld, which is Australia's largest theme park. So countless, you know, can't even imagine how many people would have ridden that. So it's been a really important point that's come out.
Has it been out of action, that ride, Kate?
Yeah, so it was shortly after the accident. It was removed, dismantled, taken completely off the theme park site. And, the company said that it was done out of respect for the families following the incidents. But the comments from the coroner today just about how the design and construction of it had, you know, posed a significant risk. And he said if an engineer had actually looked at it, this tragedy would have been prevented and the ride would have been closed.
And what about punters going to Dreamworld or theme parks generally? Have they forgotten about this altogether and just happily getting onto rides?
Well, there've definitely been reports since the accident that the crowd numbers just haven't returned in the same numbers as they previously did. Now, the state government has introduced a number of safety measures that they say that they want to reassure public confidence. This includes auditing. They said their inspectors are very well trained. So they say that they've essentially brought it up to the world's best practice. And they're saying, you know, not to dissuade people, but this has clearly been a catalyst for change.
Thanks for joining us, Kate.
Thank you very much.
That's ABC reporter Kate McKenna.